Steve Jackson here with your September water update. We're finishing this water year in great shape. The three reservoirs for the projects, the Shasta, Orville, and Folsom reservoirs, have around 5.5 million acre feet of storage, which is about 110% of average for the state. And the delta conditions are in great shape. They're in balance, allowing both the federal and state pumps to export around 11,000 CSF right now, leaving only around 5,000 CSF to flow out to the Golden Gate. I think everybody's focused right now on the water year coming up. 2026 is right around the corner. October 1st starts our new water year. There's been discussion that the ocean temperatures in the Pacific could present a La Nina situation for our weather patterns this fall and early winter. But again, those of you who have been in this, myself, for decades, it's far too early to know where we're gonna be right now. We'll know, thankfully, in a few months where our water year for 26 will be. Let me shift to Sigma. The big news was the state board staff released their final report for the Kern sub-basin this past Friday, September 5th, And in this report, they recommended that the basin be turned back over to the Department of Water Oversight. There were a few conditions, three conditions to be exact, placed in that letter, but the staff, in talking to some members throughout the Kern County Water District staff, these conditions have already been met. All indications are that the state board will follow the staff's recommendations and turn this basin back over to the Department for Oversight. I want to take a quick moment to acknowledge what this meant. This was a tremendous effort by the staff, elected officials, and consultants to bring the current sub-basin plans to this point, to bring the basin to sustainability by 2040. Thanks again to all that work. The last thing I want to talk about is probably one of the biggest issues that we're going to deal with here locally in the Madera, Tulare, and Kings County area is subsidence. The Department of Water released their best management practices back in July. Public comment will go through September, I think September 23rd, 22nd is when public comment will stop. And they're holding workshops to review these efforts that will have to be taken. I'll sum it up this way. The only way to deal with subsidence is to limit groundwater pumping. And in many areas, as we've seen along the Frank Kern Canal and in the California Aqueduct, this is requiring landowners to cease all groundwater pumping. This is a huge issue for this area. Landowners are very concerned what will happen. And I think now we need to rally behind organizations that are involved in this. I would point out the Water Blueprint is doing a great job bringing alternative solutions. And we need to lobby our governor and our state legislature to become alongside these landowners and these small communities that are going to be impacted by this potential huge amount of areas being fallow due to land subsidence issues. So I just want to thank you again for listening. Check back later for more updates.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.